Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient. It's called an initial neurological report on Charles Wilson. Address is 3860 Chico, California. 3860, and it's spelled capital C-U-R-A-C-A-O, Chico, California, 95973, phone 626-437-4748. ID is XXX XXX9498, date of birth 2/16/1943, 79-year-old, married man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid on East, 530-343-9495. It's addressed to primary care. Below that, it should say to be determined. The referring physician is Dr. Joel Rothfeld, Ph.D., M.D. The clinical indication, continuity of care for findings of and history of familial tremor with features of incapacitating acting tremor, comorbid medical problems. Dyslipidemia, coronary artery disease / stents, hypertension, current medications, list these AM, CoQ10, 400 milligrams, bare low dose aspirin, 80 milligrams. That's 81 milligrams. Prilosec, one tablet. Allopurinol, 300 milligrams. Zetia, and then capital E, Z-E-T-I-M-I-B-E, 10 milligrams. Take on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units. Prevagen, regular strength. Iron and vitamin C, 65 milligrams. Evening meds, this is vertically, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, losartan, potassium, 100 milligrams, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, krill oil, omega-3, 900 milligrams, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, zinc, 50 milligrams. Comorbid medical problems. Ocular hemorrhage, right eye treated, retina eye center Chico, injections of AFIBERCEPT, other medical problems, coronary artery disease. With history of stent placement, they're stable. Current complaints, onset of somnolence with treatment of lorazepam for tremor, reports of, quote, slowing down later in life. Dear professional colleagues, Charles Wilson was seen today for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Charles is an elderly, retired, successful businessman from Southern California who returned to Chico, where he has family, and went to college for retirement with his wife. New paragraph. He's previously under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, Ph.D., M.D., who has retired from community clinical practice to practice part-time at Enloe Hospital. New paragraph. He was treated with lorazepam, low doses, 0.5 milligrams, a half a tablet to be taken as needed for his tremor. Subparagraph, report that he only took the medicine for a short period of time because of developing increased sleepiness and drowsiness. Subparagraph, this was discussed extensively today, indicating that he should, if we retry the medicine, which will be attempted, that he should give the medicine a period of time for his body to readjust, at least 10 days, to see if the drowsiness isn't abated. New paragraph, he does travel by car, and I cautioned him about driving monotonously or for long distances. New paragraph, he doesn't clearly give a history of dysomnia, but his substantial daytime somnolence brought on by medication would suggest that he may be at risk having underlying sleep disorder, breathing, or sleep apnea, for which a home sleep study will be completed. New paragraph. With his clinical, his neurological examination today shows normal mental status evaluation, thinking logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual expression or ideation, with a high level of intelligence. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal age-related bulk, tone, and strength without tremor fasciculations at rest. Subparagraph, action tremor is present with a slight fine tremor on the left and at other times a more rhythmic regular tremor on the right. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows no inducible neuromuscular resistance or cog wheeling. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are easily accomplished and preserved. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are +1 to +2, bilateral, is symmetrical, and without evidence of pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact all modalities. New paragraph, ambulatory examination shows fluid ambulation without ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Charles Wilson presents with a history of familial tremor and findings of action tremor impairing his motor function, handling utensils, and at times with eating, for which he has to be cautious and careful. New paragraph, by his report, his tremor is present continuously. New paragraph, he has not had a brain scan in many years, and this will be requested. New paragraph, I am obtaining overnight home sleep testing to exclude suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph, he will complete the quality of life questionnaires for the National Institute of Health, and then we will do the mental status evaluation formally when he returns for his follow-up appointment. New paragraph, today I've given him a refill prescription for lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams, to take a half a tablet on an as-needed basis up to 3 times a day. New paragraph, I will see him for a follow-up with an additional report, my signature. Thank you.